Welcome to Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ, and I read a proverb every day. This is episode 237. We're going to be reading Proverbs 23 today. Let's do some music, and then we'll jump right in. We'll see you soon.
Was made, wisdom stood tall, knowing every step through the rise and the fall. In the pages of Proverbs, secrets unfold, revealing a treasure more precious than gold. Get it wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise, it takes wisdom to get paid, to walk the right way, to make the right choices every single day. From the dawn of creation to the hustle and grind, Proverbs light the path for a clear state of mind. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter. Like a vice, show people you're wise.
Okay, that moment when you hit the wrong button. Welcome everybody to Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ. I got a late start, so we're cutting off early. Here we go. Lots to do today. We're going to be traveling through Proverbs 23 in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. But before we get started with that, let me go ahead and take a moment and pray for y'all, and then we will get started. Father God, thank you so much for another day. Thank you for all the things you're continuing to bless us with, that you don't seem to be having any notion of stopping anytime soon. And we sometimes wonder why. And we don't live in that confidence, and we think that that's somehow going to stop. And so, Father, help us today to realize that that is not your nature. That's not what you have character of. So help us to live within that, Father, in that abundance as we go into today and try and learn more about what you would have for us. And so, Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's get started. Sorry about this. I just realized that the QR code is actually wrong. So if you scan that, go one chapter forward to 23. All right, let's get into this. When you sit down to dine with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you or who is before you. Put a knife to your throat if you have a big appetite or you're a master of an appetite. Don't desire his choice food, for that food is deceptive. So again, we're into these larger sayings of wisdom that are not only from Solomon, but we think from other people as well, and so that he was around. So this is one of those where I've often wondered if this is King's advice to his son or others. I'm not really sure. But it is kind of that interesting, like, it's fine to be with people of influence, but be careful about how you conduct yourself. Or you might as well just put that knife right to your throat if you're going to be just, you know, nomming. That's not a good look. So, all right. Here's one of my favorites here. Let's dive into this one. Don't wear yourself out to get rich. Stop giving your attention to it. It's a good translation. I like that. As soon as your eyes fly to it, it disappears. For it makes wings for itself and flies like an eagle to the sky. Let me just highlight that whole thing here. Actually, let me just say something really quick about that. I think this is dying out. I think this is becoming less of a thing. But for a lot of the years there, we were just seeing a lot of these messages like, you got to hustle, you go get it and go work hard and all that kind of stuff and wear yourself out to try and do it. Like literally I know of some influencers that were literally saying things like that, to work until you can't work anymore. And that's their like rah, rah, bro motivation. And the funny thing is, what I've realized is it's not only is it not true, but I'm actually doing better with things that I'm doing less effort with. It's weird. I was with a group of guys last night. I was reflecting about this, is that, you know, since I've been kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say standoffish about it, but at the same time, realizing it's not something I need right now. And so somebody has to convince me to work in some certain kind of areas of work right now. And so that means that, you know, I don't just take little, you know, whatever I used to take years ago as payment. It's got to be a lot more than that if you're going to convince me to do it. And so it's this weird attitude of like wearing yourself out to be rich is just a waste of time, because it's something that just, if you're have that much attitude towards it, it's going to be something that just goes away. And it's not really a punishment or anything like that. It's just more of just the nature of our lives. If it's something that requires that much attention, we're not going to be able to do it forever. So it will go. So this is a counterpoint to the dining with a ruler kind of thing. But verse 6, don't eat a stingy person's bread. Don't desire his choice food. You eat bread of an evil eye is another way to say that. Kind of confusing, but there it is. For it's like somebody calculating inwardly. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. One source reads, it is like someone swallowing hair in the throat. Okay. But his heart is not with you. You will vomit the little you have eaten and waste your pleasant words. This almost harkens back to the whole better a little with, you know, what is that? The verse is in one translation, it's better a dinner of herbs than with love than with a fattened ox with hatred. So this is kind of the same kind of thing, with just a different way to say it. Verse 9, don't speak to a fool. He will despise the insight of your words. And the ears of a fool, okay. Yeah, let's highlight it. Let's remind ourselves of that today. Let's just refresh that in our minds. it's a common theme throughout Proverbs, but how easily we forget. Verse 10, don't move an ancient boundary marker. Don't encroach on the fields of the fatherless, for their redeemer is strong, and he will take up their case against you. A Apply yourself to discipline and listen to words of knowledge. See those action steps there. Apply yourself. In other words, don't just sit there and take it. Actually seek out discipline. Seek out words of knowledge. Similarly, to live by example, don't withhold discipline from a youth. If you beat him with a rod, he will not die. Strike him with a rod, and you will reduce his life or rescue his life from Sheol. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will indeed rejoice. My innermost being will cheer when your lips say what is right. Don't let your heart envy sinners. Instead, always fear the Lord, for then you will have a future and your hope will never fade. We see a lot of that, the envying sinners. It's a shame. Verse 19, listen, my son, and be wise. Keep your mind on the right course. Don't associate with those who drink too much wine, or those who gorge themselves on meat. For the drunkard and the glutton will become poor, and grogginess will clothe them in rags. Listen to your father who gave you life. Don't despise your mother when she is old, or because she is old. Oh, okay. Buy and do not sell truth, wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Okay, fine. How do they need to separately so you can see, or at least trying to? In other words, these are things that you don't buy to invest in and then sell. You let that investment work through you. The father of a righteous son will rejoice greatly, and one who fathers a wise son will delight in him. Let your father and mother have joy. Let her who gave birth to you rejoice. My son, give me your heart. Let your eyes observe my ways. For a prostitute is a deep pit. A stranger is a narrow well. Indeed, she sets an ambush like a robber. It increases those among men who are unfaithful. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has conflicts? Who has complaints? Who has wounds for no reason? Who has red eyes? Those who linger over wine. Those who go looking for mixed wine. Don't gaze at wine because it is red when it gleams in the cup and goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things and you'll say absurd things, or you'll speak perversities and inverted things. You'll be like someone sleeping out at sea or lying down at the top of a ship's mast. They struck me, but I feel no pain. Yeah, similar. They beat me, but I didn't know it. When will I wake up? I'll look for another drink. It's a circular pattern that just keeps coming up, doesn't it? When we have these kind of, when we see people like this, and then most of us know not to be to get into this, but I don't think it's something where, like I said, it's more of a cycle. So it's not like something where it starts off this way and then it's just like that. I think it builds over time. I think that sometimes it can just become I just appreciate wine, or I'm doing a wine tasting because it's classy. even though they're big individual glasses of wine. You know, I joke, but it's one of those things where I've seen it happen, and I've had these dangers of happening in my own life, of just living in a daze and just in Proverbs 31 we hear more about like giving people over to this kind of thing, and it just it's a shame, but it's one of those things where it's just like it's an avoidable pattern, but we have to be willing to interrupt the pattern. And so when we look at the other things that are in here about what could cause this pattern, it is really denying ourselves the indulgences and denying ourselves the things that are over the top. Now, I'm not saying you can't appreciate a glass of wine. I'm not saying to not go out and, you know, have a drink with somebody or whatever. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying when that becomes an obsession, when it's a pattern in your life, it's time to take this into account and say, this is part of a pattern, like a spiral that'll just get worse and worse and worse and worse as it goes down and down and down. And we have to be recognizing of those kind of things. And there's a lot of people I know that they know this and they choose to not do anything, whether it's out of fear or just out of like, they just don't have those desires, you know, and that's appropriate. And I don't ever want to, you know, try and convince someone of anything. You know, it's just like you do what is right. But at the same time, if you linger over it, if you're always looking for it, this sort of thing, that's a different kind of an attitude, isn't it? It's a problem, and it shouldn't be. And so you got to be aware that this causes conflicts and complaints. It does cause this general dissatisfied life. So anyway, that's a weird way to end today for sure. Yeah. Some stuff here. So two action steps I'm taking out of this today. One, the reminder to that it's okay where I'm at. Like I'm in a good place. I don't have to wear myself out. I don't have to hustle. You know, I can go downstairs right now and sit in front of the fire for a bit and just, you know, listen to some studies and do what I was, that's my plan for the morning actually for this. Not engaging with people that are fools. And then also the sense of investment, so that I've actually already made some purchases in this regard. And so I'm living within that. I'm actually taking those lessons and inviting them into my life. And so that's, yeah, this is a time of study as much as is production with me right now. So that's what I'm going to do today. So maybe let me know sometime what verses were your favorites or what things were impactful to you. These kind of things it's been interesting to me to hear your feedback, actually, that one person said something that I have not been able to get out of my head, is that they were appreciating that it was not boring, basically. That somehow listening to me talk about these verses makes it so that it's not as just monotonous and boring. And so I've actually been thinking about making that kind of like a tagline, if you will, or kind of like a focus of what we're doing here, of saying, you know, this is how to engage with scripture and not, you know, have it be a boring task or something that you just can't seem to find time for. Cause that's something I've struggled with in my life too. So that's something I'm looking at very seriously about, just kind of reformulating how all this works and really focusing in on that message of, let's make this interesting. Let's make this fun. Let's make this something that is something that can be in our daily lives without being a droning, you know, kind of like, I don't get it kind of a thing. That's something I'm considering. If you have feedback for me on that, I very much welcome it at this point, but yeah. So I hope you guys have a great Friday and great rest of your day. And I will plan on seeing you tomorrow. It'll be a longer episode. Again, we're going to be kind of moving forward in our months. We'll have both 24 and 25 tomorrow. So that'll get us right on track to be 31 chapters in 28 days. So we have two tomorrow. So be ready for that. It'll be a longer session, but it'll be a lot of fun. So I will plan on seeing you then. Until then, you go ahead and be blessed by the best, and then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.